Money work. El mundo quiere dinero. Money work. Se arregla con dinero. Money work. Si me quiero educar, dormir en algún lugar, un lugar para trabajar, y si no hay, puedo emigrar. Todo money, money, todo el dinero. Solo un par de gente se lleva el botín entero. Funny, funny, pasa verdadero. Si tienen lo verde siempre llegará primero. Pero llegaremos antes o después. Solo a lo suyo, que Dios te lo ve. Que por más que tarde lo veré caer. Somos malos buenos y tenemos fe. El dinero ya lo veré. No vendo mi alma, lo lograré. Seré el más grande, no olvidaré de dónde vengo ni cómo voy.
Money work.
Shout out to Money Podcast, man. This episode 211. 211, man. And we got the return of Liz Padilla. Is it Padilla? Padilla?
Padilla.
Yeah, man. Padilla. Man, what's good, Liz?
Not much. Just wanted to come back and give you a little update on my life. It's been a few years.
Exactly. Years. Years. And I got to beg for the interview.
That's right.
Man, that family functions and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm glad that you came back, man. You came back with your friend, man. Who's your friend?
Yes. Well, her name's Veronica Galavis. Okay. She's a realtor.
Galavis. Okay. Yes.
But I'll let her tell you about herself.
Yeah, man, Veronica. What's good?
She's my friend.
Hi. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Man, I appreciate your time, man. Because I hear that you're a big-time realtor.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Liz told me about you.
I love it.
I was like, hell yeah, man. Like, tell her to come on.
Well, I'm really happy to be here and share a little bit of my knowledge with everyone.
Yeah.
I've been in the real estate industry since 2013.
Okay.
I actually got into the business due to seeing lots of people have complications during transactions or after the transaction. I worked at a law office prior to this.
Oh, you did?
And my godmother's an attorney.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of grew up in the law office since I was 13 years old, I believe, 14.
So did that kind of groom you for the... for this industry now?
It did. Yeah. It did. And
being so serious in the office and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I have a little bit of fun during it. I mean, I love it. And I just would see lots of people come in there and complain like, hey, I purchased this house, but they're telling me it's not mine. And things like that, you know. And we would kind of look back through the paperwork, my godmother would. And
And so they're coming for an attorney at the time. Okay. And you're seeing that.
Yes.
That this is a problem.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Dang. Yeah, man. Because people try to take the contract from people and stuff like that. Like the old people, they really get took advantage of, right?
Yeah, they would just, you know, a lot of people are taken advantage of in this industry. And sometimes it's due to them not knowing much, which we understand. But the lack of not using a professional, a realtor. And they would be in shock. I mean, they would be paying thousands and thousands of dollars, and the house wasn't even theirs because there was like clouds on the title or liens, and they never closed out a title company.
And it still happens. After this is not that just happened years ago. Which is the why it's so important to use her, or, you know, a realtor, to use a lender, to use a title company, because that's what we're there for. We are there to ensure that you don't run into these issues.
Right.
And that you
and the house is actually yours.
Right. And that you're not taken advantage of, especially like, especially minorities.
Correct.
Because us more than, you know, most, like, this system is not built for us. Like, it's built you know, not for us is all I want to say. It's just not built for us. Right. So, you know, unfortunately, we do get taken advantage of. And we don't know any better because we haven't grown up knowing any better, unfortunately. Right. So
these people are just trying to get a house, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, and be in the house, but they're getting took advantage of.
Correct. So that kind of fueled my motivation.
Okay.
And
so you just jump right in it then?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It took a while. Yeah. But then it was my turn to buy a house.
Okay.
So what happened? I experienced, you know, it was a fun experience. I did a new construction.
Okay.
So the agent who was helping me, she was very thorough, very knowledgeable, and she made it fun.
Okay.
So I loved it. And I was like, well, the experience here is the opposite to what I'm listening to in the office.
Okay, right.
So I think I can help, you know, these people. And have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's...
So what, you had to go to school for it?
I did. I took a real estate course at Burroughs Real Estate School here in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And it was actually a very short, intense course. Mm.
So did you learn anything?
I did.
Okay, that's good.
Dude. A lot. Yeah. I learned a lot.
Okay, a lot.
And I loved it, and it wasn't, I mean, a lot of people say it's hard and they're not made out to take quizzes or tests.
Right.
But I think there's nothing that's hard about it. It's just having the time and focus.
Exactly.
If you have the time and focus, it's going to be easy.
Right. And less distraction, right?
Correct.
If you're just focused on trying to get to that goal, right?
You're right.
Right. Okay, so it's 8 years later, though. So how did you become so good? Like,
well, I think you have to be really hungry and have grit.
Right, exactly.
And I have a lot of those. Right? Yes.
Right, right.
And, I mean, it just kind of takes a team to be good. Like, you can't be good on your own. You have to have, like... the right connection, like Liz, like have a good lender that is available to you to answer any questions that you have at any time after 5 o'clock or during the weekend. Yeah. You know, you have to have a title company that will answer any of my questions for my clients or an attorney. Hey, can I run this by you? I know it's 8 p.m., but can you please help me?
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like...
Right.
Just getting the problem solved as soon as possible is what I think makes me who I am. And
tell the listeners, because you're trying to be humble about it. Like, tell the listeners who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like the top 100. Yeah, man. You're trying to be humble about it. You know what I mean?
Well, I, you know, I just, it takes a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
To be top 100.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm all for it. I mean, it takes a team.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of...
So you're bigging up your team.
Right.
Oh, okay. So what type of team do you have to be this top realtor? You know what I'm saying? Because that's a big accomplishment, you know?
So
like, you're trying to downplay it and be cool about it, you know?
You know, top 100, I only had a transaction coordinator. And myself. So it was only two people. Wow. And the transaction coordinator kind of takes action after I have already helped the buyer put the house under contract. And after I have met with the seller to list their house.
Okay.
So she comes into play afterwards. So it's kind of like me doing everything in order to make it happen. And
how
then
do you
she
do
helps
it?
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, man, but how do you do it like in this market?
I mean, she works really hard. I mean, I'm
all day,
really
right?
Humble, but I mean, it's an all day thing. I mean, her and I sometimes will be on the phone at 11, 12, 1 in the morning talking about, well, how are we going to. Because everyone talks about the great parts of real estate, but no one talks about the real, like, nitty gritty hard work, the issues that come up because unfortunately problems happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes our clients will never know that there was an issue, but we're working on, you know, behind the scenes and trying to make sure things get
solved. We don't want to stress them out. If we know we can handle it, we'll share it with them after the fact.
Yeah. And sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't share it at all. We're just like, okay, it happened. We fixed it. It's done.
Right.
But I mean, she works 24/7. I'm not going to approve a client. And if I, you know, if they can't see houses till 10 p.m., if that house is available to show at that time, she's going to show it. Mm. She's not going to be like, oh, I have a family, or I have this, or I have this to do. No, she's going to be like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah, there's no excuse. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, when you want to do something, you'll do it. And that's what I do. I get out, I show, regardless of what the weather's like.
Right.
I will submit offers regardless of what time it is at night.
Right.
If the client allows me, I will text them, you know, late hours of the day.
Yeah.
Late hours of the night.
Just to get the job done,
just to get it done.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, there's hardly any sleep.
Oh, yeah. Nah, man, like, I had to stay at Liz's house for, like, a week. And she was always on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm upstairs.
Yes.
Man, and she was just constantly on the phone, like, man, this is a never-ending job. You know what I'm saying? So y'all do work hard with this, right?
But we love it. We're so passionate about
helping people. Yeah, you gotta love it, right? Right, okay.
And it's just that satisfaction of seeing people's faces at the closing table that really makes us, you know, satisfied.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they happy, right? Because they finally
so happy.
Own something, right?
Yes. Well, and sometimes they don't think they qualify. And
nobody thinks they qualify, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got money, then like, that talks. But a lot of people don't have money, so they don't think that they qualify. Like, is that true?
I actually touched on this yesterday. I did a small little, like, Facebook Live about the myths that people think. And that was one of them. Like, you don't have to have 20% down in order to get a loan. There's so many programs that are offered now that are, you know, 3.5% down or 3% down, 5% down. I mean, it's going to depend on what you qualify for. But, I mean, the FHA loan, which was, and I won't get, like, super deep into that, but it, like, is 3.5% down. And that was made for people with lower income, lower credit. Like, it's not a bad thing. So many people use it and take advantage of it, and it's great. Like, I mean,
like, it's there to take advantage of, right?
It's there to help people. That's what it's there for. And to be able to have their own home. And the rates are great on it. Like, it's a great loan. And, you know, that's what it was made for. It was made for people, you know, like I said, with lower income that can't save 20%.
Right.
And sometimes people, you know, hesitate to reach out to us.
Oh, yeah, because they're scared, right?
Yeah, they think that they, like, as a buyer, they think, oh, well, if I reach out to them, I'm probably going to have to pay them for their time or their service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't know that using a professional realtor, you don't pay them. Like, as a buyer, you don't pay them.
Oh, for real?
The seller is who pays the commission, and the seller's agent splits that commission or shares that commission with the buyer's agent.
Right, okay, so they're not paying the agent
because
it's already tied in.
Correct.
Right, right. So there's no reason to be scared that you did.
That's right.
Right.
But
I'm free.
I want to touch on this a little bit because I post about it all the time, but I know people are like, oh, whatever, just another post. But I do post about it all the time, the importance of having an agent who is on your side. Because so many people are like, oh, I saw this house. I just called the agent that has the house listed. Mm-hmm. Like, I am personally against that. I think it's great sometimes, but that means that person not only has your best interest, but it's supposed to have the seller's best interest.
Right.
And a lot of times, people don't know how to balance that. So just because they're a realtor, it doesn't mean they're good at balancing that.
Exactly.
And so to me, when I have a client and they tell me, oh, I contacted the agent on the house, I'm like, no. You have to have an agent that's on your side, that's looking for your best interest, not the seller's best interest.
Right, exactly.
So,
not the number on the sign.
On the sign, right. Like, right, I mean, it's great, and it's a good starting point. And some people,
and it looks good, but
some people can do it, but a lot of them can't. And to me, I feel like, you want somebody that's going to be on your side.
Your like, corner.
Yes. Right. Somebody that's legitimately looking out for your best interest.
Right.
Right. And, you know, as a buyer's agent, you can open any of the houses in Oklahoma City except Tulsa, unless you're registered with that MLS down there. But some buyers think that they have to use the agent on the sign,
right?
Or that that's the only agent that can open that house.
Okay, so
any realtor who has a active license is able to assist them to show the home.
So, and I feel like that's really important to talk about, because so many people just don't know that information, and it's like simple information to us, and we like, but I really, that's really the information that's simple is what I always try to put out, because I feel like that's the information that people just don't know. All the nitty gritty stuff in it, you don't need to put that out on your social media, you don't need to put that out all the time, because that stuff will come once the client's already there, like that, when you can really get with them on a personal level. All this, you know, other stuff is what
all the extras that they want to post,
like the easy things think everybody knows, but unfortunately we just don't, we don't have, you know, a lot of people don't have that knowledge.
Because they're not going to get the knowledge too, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we got to bring it to them right now, and that's why I wanted you all. And you ain't been on since what, 2018 maybe?
Yeah, I think 2018.
Okay, so how's your career been going since then? You know what I'm saying? Because you was kind of new.
Yeah. I was still really new at the time. I mean,
yeah, man. But now you closing shit. You know, what I'm saying?
Like
she's
top producer over here.
You know what I mean? So how's it been going?
It's been going really, really well. I mean, I come from a financial background anyway, so I've been doing. I haven't been doing mortgage loans, but I've been in financing for 15 years now. So
the numbers just easy to you.
No.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Them numbers is crazy.
It's not that easy. But I mean, it's a hard, you know, it's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of work, and you have to have people trust you. I mean, you're talking about the biggest purchase of most people's lives in your hands. Right. You know what I mean? And I can make or break that if I am not good at my job. You know, my job is to make sure and, you know, make sure that their loan is the right loan for them, affordable for them, you know, like some people think that they can, you know, have to bring them back down and be like, hey, listen, like, do you want to be house poor? Do you never want to do anything again in your life? You know what
I
mean?
But
like,
but seriously though, that's very important though, because people get in situations that they can't afford though.
Right. And
you know what I'm saying?
I hate that. I don't want people to do that. Okay, that is not, it's not about making money. It's why would I want somebody to be in a situation where they're like, man, like she really let me do something when she's the professional, she should have guided me like in a better direction, you know? And so,
but you got to care about people for that too though.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love Liz because she does take the time, she has the patience.
Okay,
she cares.
Patience, right.
And she'll explain the whole process to them,
right,
and they make the decision at the end.
Right
But so you have to give them the information, you have to give them the knowledge for them to be able to make a decision that's, you know, good for them, you know what I mean?
So what step are you then?
So
in the process.
Okay. She's number one.
So you're the first step.
Yes.
Okay, now.
But people,
I thought
always,
that you was inside the steps.
Well, people always think that she's the first.
I mean,
realtors are the first.
It's the opposite.
Okay. Send them to me if they bread is right.
Yeah, she needs to go. They need to go to Miss Money over here.
Right. Exactly. No, for real though. You know.
Yeah.
So they're not wasting your time, right?
Yeah. Miss Money Bag.
Yeah.
Here first.
Me first.
Okay. So what is that then? Like they come to you and say, "What can I afford?" Basically.
Well, yeah. So a lot of people will come to me basically saying, "Hey." Some people know their situation. Some people are completely clueless when they come to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. I always start with, you know, getting their information, kind of pulling the credit, whatever. If for some reason they're just not there yet, like credit wise, which FYI, and I touched on this yesterday on the Facebook Live, like you do not have to have a 780, 800 credit score to qualify for a house. We do loans on with a 600 credit score. I don't always like to do that low just because there's more charges with that. Your interest rates are higher, and I don't advise that, you know, but I also understand people are like, whatever, I don't care. I'm cool. Like I got the money. I'm going to do it. And that's fine too. But,
So they want to get in, but you're not just trying to just put them in anything.
No, you know what I'm not. Like, I don't want to do that. I want
to. Exactly. She wants the numbers to make sense.
Yeah, right. I want it to make sense for them. Mm-hmm. Because.
And there's a market for everybody, right?
Everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much everyone. You know, there's all kinds of different loans to help anybody.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you need to get with Liz, because right. she's creative.
Right.
Well, and yeah. she'll make something work.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we really do. I mean, that's the thing. Like, anybody can be a information taker, a data mm-hmm. taker. You know, mm-hmm. anybody can right. take your information. Okay, cool. Yeah, you qualify or you don't qualify. Here's mm-hmm. what you qualify for. Here's what, you know, you don't.
Right.
I don't
right.
do that.
But how you implement it is what matters.
Right.
I mean, exactly. yeah, it's my job to structure it properly, right. like make sure everything is right. And if I
work
fail,
the kinks out, right?
Right. And if I fail at doing that, I'm yeah. failing you as a client, and I'm failing, you know, everybody on the team. Like, once I get a contract, if I didn't do my due diligence, that mm-hmm. contract can bust. So you have these clients who thought, oh, I'm about to own a house. Well, no, my loan officer didn't do what she was supposed to do, or he was supposed to do. And now here my contract busted.
Oh,
and
okay.
And now right. I've lost money, and they've lost their time and all these things. So I mm-hmm. have to do right. my due diligence in okay. order for everyone to, you know, get their job done and do things right.
And sometimes they come to me first, and that's where, like, I have to guide them.
Mm-hmm.
back to her and mm-hmm. say, hey, we can't go out and see houses mm-hmm. because we need to know what your budget is. I right. don't want you to see a home that you fall in love with
right.
that is over your budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then now here we are looking at all these other houses within your budget, and you're just not satisfied.
Exactly. Not happy, and then it comes back to you.
Right.
But you already didn't sign the mortgage and shit, right?
Well, you... My part is just an approval. Like, you're not signing, like, oh, I'm stuck with this. Nothing okay, like that. Right. When you come to me, there's no obligations. There's, okay, I'm doing my application. I am approved. This is my amount that I'm approved for, my maximum right. or less.
Right.
You don't have okay. to spend the whole amount.
Oh, okay, right.
Spend that or less.
Yeah.
And then that's where she's like, okay, cool. Like, now I know my parameters. Mm-hmm. I know where I need to be.
So can they know their payments?
Like, would pretty you? Close.
Okay, yeah.
Because in a payment is taxes and insurance as well. Right. And every house is different on what the insurance is going to be and what the taxes are. So I have to just give an estimate, which I always do. And I always tell the client it could be higher, it could be lower, but this is an estimate.
Okay.
Final numbers are not, people always think, like, the whole process, people always ask us, what's my final number? What's my final number?
Yeah.
And until really the last week, when yeah. it's like titles been balanced with right. lenders and everything, right. we don't know exact numbers, but we know pretty close.
So yeah, they're used to that Amazon checkout. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? No, man, you're not gonna know the total. Okay, yeah, but so what type of market is it right now, like in Oklahoma? Like, with people moving here for the cannabis industry, there's just all type of stuff. And it's growing. So what type of market is it in the housing industry, though?
I think yeah. it's a seller's and buyer's market.
Okay, right.
Right now. Why?
Right.
Because as a buyer, you're getting low interest rates. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say it's a buyer's market.
Mm-hmm.
And as a seller, you're getting top dollar for right. your property.
Exactly.
So I think right. it's both.
Yeah, man, like... Oh, that's yeah. what I tell people, like the houses here, like in Cali, man, would be like $2 million, but down here, man, it's like $300. You know what I'm saying?
I think in Oklahoma, you could live like a king and queen,
right?
Yeah, you know, the prices we have.
Right.
I want to touch
and then
base.
Work from home too. You yeah, know what I'm oh, saying? Yeah.
I want to touch base real quick, just because
okay, yeah.
you brought up the cannabis industry.
Okay, what's up?
I get questions all the time, and I'm going to yeah. touch base on it quickly, I swear.
Well, like, but, new people come?
No, just people in the cannabis okay. industry.
Okay,
you guys, so cannabis is not like a federally
regulated. They can't
industry.
File it.
So your money does not count.
So I'm working for nothing.
Basically. So yeah, I'm just well.
No, but it is cash only right now.
Time.
Though. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want to put that out there. Like,
I thought I was stacking to get like I'm stacking to get a house. So like if I was to come to you,
your income,
like, oh my yeah. God.
Yeah. But you can come to me and I'll make it happen. I'll find you a property.
What are you going to do? But it's just don't come to me. I'm just kidding. I'm not saying that. And
I don't think
there's anyone out there doing that market yet. I'm not sure. I haven't done enough like research on it. I didn't even think of that. But because these loans are, you know, government loans, like you're not, a lot of these, you know, are federally insured, whatever, like you're not able to.
I thought I was about to stack like 30. I'm on my way to 30.
Yeah, but I get it all the time.
Wow, so I can't even come. Man.
He's so disappointed right now.
Nah, but we got something else that's coming that we can't, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to take years now, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to have, how many years do I have to have?
If you're self-employed,
yeah,
you need 2 years of tax returns.
2 years of tax returns?
But your tax returns right now don't count.
Right.
Because you're...
Right.
Well, I'm over here telling your business, but you know what I mean? I mean, everybody knows what you know that you have your business.
Yeah.
Factory.
Right. But, but I work with planes, so I can't even come with them because I was getting fat checks out of town. You know what I'm saying? So I can't come with that? That's crazy.
For the cannabis industry?
No, for you to say, okay, this is what you can afford. Like with my money, damn.
You can't afford anything. Mm. It's like your money's not coming. because it's all from the cannabis industry,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Right, yeah, so no, yeah.
Okay, well, we about to start something else, so then...
He's gonna open a new business, but
that's good to know. We want to get that information out there so that people know and they're not trying to
but we can get creative.
But unfortunately that income is just
Y'all could just loan me, you know what I'm saying? Like the other 10, you know what I'm saying? They said that I was working for y'all, you know what I mean?
Miss Liz here is the money machine, so she'd be the one to loan you.
No, that's
she's the lender.
That's her. She's making all the money.
So have you had to turn somebody down?
All the time. I have to tell people. Are you talking about because of that industry or just in general?
No, just in general.
Well, unfortunately, yes, I have to all the time. And
like, you know, what do you tell them? That they got to get their money up or they got to get their work history up on credit? Like, which
I mean, it could be
all of it.
So many things. Yeah. I mean, you know, credit, it could be simple things, you know, that people, I mean, every day is something different.
Okay,
so every person's, you know, job history, income, all these things, everyone is so unique. So it's like, but so yeah, there's many reasons why maybe they just now became self-employed or they only have 1 year's tax return instead of two, or their credit's not where it needs to be. But I always try to guide people and at least give them a timeline, like, hey, you need to do this, or you could, you know, you work on this.
Exactly.
Obviously, I can't fix everything for everyone, but I definitely try to guide them and show, you know, tell them what they can do in order to get to get where they want to be.
Because this is a big step in, like, in people's lives, so they want to make the right decision.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But you'd be surprised how many people don't listen, honestly.
Right. Oh, yeah, because they're trying to get in there, right?
That's important, though. I want people to know, like, when we're telling you something, we take our time to do that for you, to tell you the right steps to take. Like, if you don't do those steps, if you're not implementing them, we cannot help you. Like, it's not just going to, your problem's not going to go away.
Okay, right.
And what I love is that when people hire us, we hold them accountable. So we'll assist them through the process. We won't leave you by yourself.
Right.
We'll follow up. We'll hold you accountable.
Right.
I mean, until we make it happen. And we, you know, sit down and talk to them and ask, are you serious about this? Do you want this to happen?
Right.
If so, we're going to have to meet this, this, and this.
Right.
And we'll waste our time. We won't let them be alone to figure it out. We'll figure it out with them.
Right. If they as hungry as y'all, right?
That's right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't waste y'all time. You know what I'm saying? But if they qualify for something, then you got to get them in there, though, Liz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, we got it. Well, of course. I mean, that's what we, ultimately, that's all of our goals.
Right.
I mean, and I don't even want to just put our business out there, but we do not get paid if things don't get closed. So you can ask me questions all year long. I'm not getting paid hourly. I'm not getting paid a salary. Right. I do not get paid until that is at the closing table, and neither does
that
she.
Goes for both of us.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, right. Yeah. So neither does Veronica. So like no real, or I don't know about everyone, but most people, if you're on commission only, like us, you are not getting paid until that loan is or until that file is closed.
Right.
So and there's times that it busts the day before. I mean, those things can happen. Damn. Somebody might lose their job. I mean, you just never know. We have worked an entire file and things have happened like that.
Damn, yeah.
Where it's like out of everyone's control.
To all the listeners, if they are under contract right now, do not quit your job.
Right.
Do not go buy a car.
Do not make big purchases.
Right. Right.
Unless you contact your lender. I mean, in this case, it would be Liz.
Right.
Run everything by Liz before you make any financial decisions during your
I mean, even contract. Money transfers, money deposits, all those things, which I have clients that are really good about it and do call me and ask me about everything. But then I have clients that are like, oh, yeah, I just deposited a $30,000 check. Or I'm like, wait, what? Like, you didn't tell me that.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it's serious, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's very, I mean, it can make or break your.
Oh, yeah.
Your.
And that's why I haven't jumped in it, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm still dabbling on stuff that I want to do. So if I was to sign one of those contracts, then I'll be tied down. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to.
You're not ready. It's a lot of commitment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so are the websites buying up all the houses?
No, we have a lot of buyers out right now.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it varies.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because they were saying that the, what's that one website?
Don't even bring it up. You know what he wants to say.
That has the
you know what he's about
houses
to say.
On it. But they were saying that they were buying up all the houses, though, and that's not fair, though.
That's right. But we have lots of buyers out there that are also getting them. But yes, I know what you're talking about. Right.
And around the world, like in the hoods around the world, like, and they're buying those houses too, though. You know what I'm saying? And they're making them valuable, though. So, man, what's the question that I really want to ask is, how can you tell if a house is valuable or not?
Well, what I do as a realtor is I run a market analysis in the area, and I pull all the sales within the last year that are comparable. So I look at condition, square footage, and I do a walkthrough. Like, I have to see it with my own eyes before I make a professional opinion about pricing.
Man, so what's the hot area right now, like in Oklahoma?
The urban core is hot.
Right, exactly.
Especially Sosa right now. You're looking at probably close to $400 a square foot here in Oklahoma City, which is unreal.
And what area is that?
That is downtown, south of St. Anthony's.
Oh, okay, right. Exactly. Yeah, that's just up the street. And that area.
Remember back in the day?
Oh, yeah, man. There was nothing around, right? Man. And
it was something else.
It was hood, right? So what's that house that's on 10th? It's a new house on 10th, and then all around it is still the old houses and stuff.
Oh, 10th and McKinley?
Yeah, right up here. It's big, and it has that nice balcony and stuff.
Modern?
Yeah.
I think that one just sold. Okay. I think they were doing an Airbnb on that one back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, man, but that's being common, though, like new houses around old houses.
Right.
Right.
Because there are investors coming in or builders from here around Edmond, UConn, that are purchasing the old homes, demoing, and building new.
Right.
Because people want to be close to where all the growth is.
Exactly.
Where they can walk to the restaurant, walk to the stores, or use their scooters, or, you know, that type of lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I am seeing that a lot.
Oh, yeah. And you've been in the industry for 8 years, so you've seen the city grow, right?
Yes.
Like, the city is growing, right?
I a lot.
And that's what I tell the listeners, you know what I'm saying? Because they be stuck in this urban shit. And I'm like, man, y'all getting passed over because the city is growing. And if you're not growing with the city, then you're going to get pushed out. You know what I'm saying? Like, OKC is not this small little city anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is about
there's
to be.
There's lots of growth.
There's a lot of growth.
Continuing to grow.
Continuing. And, like, and it looks good, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you go to other states, they're not really growing like we are. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is new highways and new stuff downtown. So, this is wide open on the growth. So, these people, they need to get their money together so they can grow with the city and get real estate, right?
Yes, that's right. And they have to contact us so we can assist them.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. No, man, I appreciate y'all coming on, man. I appreciate y'all time because I know y'all on the clock right now still. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a 24/7 thing. Okay? We just have to pencil you in.
Right. So, is there any closings today?
I just had one yesterday. I don't have one today.
Yeah, actually, I have one next week, okay. Monday, and then another one on Friday. It's
getting them people in there.
Yeah, little by little, at least one or two a week.
Yeah, I have, I think, two next week. So, yeah.
So, with the new year, like, do people come with y'all, like, with the new...
resolution.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I had a ton of people.
Yeah, they're trying to get it, right?
Yes, like, right, like, even during the weekend of, like, because I think New Year's was maybe on a Friday or a Saturday, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But that weekend, I remember I even posted about it. I was like, man, like, all these people are like, hey, I want to talk to you. Like, I want to buy a house this year. And so people are on it. And understand the importance of home ownership and, like, you know, just all of those things. And so, it's taking a little bit longer sometimes to get houses right now because the housing is a little bit short, but or there's a shortage. But I mean,
especially the people who are self-employed, they reach out a lot and they want to be connected with
you know what I'm saying, and they might come to you and be like, well, I am qualified right now then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And there are people that are. Some people are like, oh, I had no idea. Thank you so much. Like, I thought I was nowhere close. And I mean, okay, I'm like, you're fine.
Right.
So, you know, it just, it depends. Right. But there's, and real estate is obviously, there's so much to talk about. And I mean, I'm sure, like, we can come on here another time and, like, get more into, like, depth on other things. But there's, it's like never ending. It's a never ending topic, I feel like. Right.
But it never hurts to reach out and ask questions. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have the answers, we will always connect you with the right professional.
Right, exactly. And that's why I wanted to have you guys on so the people won't be scared and they can come to you because they can feel like that you're down to earth and can talk to them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah, and I want people to know, like, because people sometimes tell her, like, or whatever. I mean, they tell us, oh, we thought you only did this much. Like, okay, I do $50,000 loans just as quick as I'll do a $600,000, $700,000 loan. Like, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
We work with all price points.
Yes. Okay, like, it's not, you know what I mean? Everybody's in a different place in life, and you just have to go with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And still help everyone. I mean, and I hate to just bring all this in, but it's like, we know exactly where we came from and what we are, you know, a product of, and we are here to help our people and minorities and
don't be scared.
And everyone. Yeah, like, don't be scared.
Yeah,
we're
we treat the $50,000 client like the $1 million client.
That's right.
Y'all don't, but y'all treat them good, though.
We do treat them well. Yeah. We treat them the same.
Yes. Y'all might give them the Walmart champagne man and the millionaire man the Moet. You know what I'm saying?
We treat them the same. Piggyback off what she just said. This is a perfect example. I had a mobile home client one time.
Oh, mobile home.
Mobile home. $60,000 mobile home client. Mm-hmm. I went, and when I tell you I went above and beyond for this client, I went above and beyond for him, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, did so much. Well, the realtor that we were working with was not her. It was another guy that it was. He had sent me this client, and he didn't even know me. It was our first time working together. Well, the client was really nice, but had some issues or whatever. He hated the agent. Hated the agent. Stopped talking to him. Didn't want to talk. Only wanted to talk to me.
Right.
So I went above and beyond, not even just for the client, but for the agent. I was like, it's cool. Like, I got it. I'll help you. I'll talk to him. I'll be the middle person. Whatever. Not a big deal. if I tell you how much business I've gotten out of that realtor, because he knows how hard I worked for a client that anybody else would have been like, this is $60,000. Like, what? Right. I'm not about to deal with this crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's little money to y'all. Yeah, huh?
But to me, I'm like, it has only brought me more opportunities. And like, now he lets me go and talk to all of his agents. That guy now is a broker who has a lot of agents underneath him, and he always sends them to me. So you just never know. Like, don't let a little opportunity throw you off, because that little opportunity can turn into a big one. So
so don't hesitate to reach out.
Right.
We are here to help. Yes.
Nah, man, I appreciate it. So can we tell the podcast why I call you Steph Curry?
I don't know why. I mean, sure.
You know exactly why.
Steph Curry, I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I want to know.
I'm like, go ahead, I guess.
Okay, so.
Not embarrassing.
Liz is part of the family, right? So she tells me at the dispensary with my family member there that her ring costs 30K and that's the minimum.
No, that's my friend.
You said that's the minimum and you're helping him.
That's right.
I said I would.
No.
I don't have to, but I would.
No, you said that you're helping him by going that low.
Oh, did I say that?
Like what?
I thought you said I was trying. No, don't say that. People are going to think I'm being serious. I was kidding. That was a joke between family. What?
Exactly. That's why I asked, can I say it?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Obviously, we were kidding.
Man, I appreciate you coming by, Liz, man, because I've been trying to get the interview, man. You brought your friend. Top 10.
Top 100.
I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Top 100 is top 10. 6,000. Shit, that's top 10. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, but I appreciate it. And reach out to these guys for you, the first step.
Yes.
And you're going to pass them off to
V. Liz is the first step. Yeah. Then Veronica.
Yeah.
Hit Liz first is what Veronica said.
That's right.
Me first. I'm the girl that has to tell you where
Miss Moneybags over here.
Right. Don't get intimidated, by all the designer and shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Stop.
Nah, man, I appreciate it, man. Shout out to Brandy Podcast, man. That's 211. The return of Liz, man, with Veronica.
Thank you.
Yes, yay!
Appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Yes,
I love it. Yeah, man, that was cool, right?
Yes.